Good evening. With a look at your latest local news from the Radio Cayman newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The Auditor General says several public bodies are ignoring or delaying acting on recommendations from the Public Accounts Committee and the Auditor General's office. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
A report issued Monday from the Auditor General's office addressed two issues: government minutes, which respond to Public Accounts Committee reports, and outstanding recommendations, some dating all the way back to 2015. Under Parliament rules, government must formally respond to PAC reports within 3 months of them being laid in the House of Parliament. Those are called government minutes. They're supposed to address each recommendation made by the OAG and the PAC and explain what actions government has taken or plans to take. Auditor General Patrick Smith tells Radio Cayman the government last tabled government minutes in July 2024, and that 8 government minutes are late as of March.
This is a significant breakdown in the accountability process.
There are also 249 outstanding recommendations.
Many of the outstanding recommendations identify significant improvements are needed to support information for decision-making, improve transparency, and to demonstrate value for money. For example, major improvements are needed in the government's budgeting framework, use of resources, and how it measures and reports performance. Addressing the outstanding recommendations will lead to more efficient and effective public services, resulting in improved outcomes for Caymanians, residents, and visitors.
141 recommendations have been outstanding for more than 5 years, with 5 public bodies responsible for nearly 60% of those.
When public bodies ignore or delay acting on recommendations from the PAC and my office, it becomes harder to hold public service accountable for how they spend public money. This increases the risks of fraud, waste, and misappropriation of public resources.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full report online at auditorgeneral.gov.ky or on radiocayman.gov.ky. And in response to the Auditor General's report, the civil service says it has developed a new strategy to strengthen accountability and address long-standing recommendations from the Auditor General and the Public's Accounts Committee.
As a civil service, we see this as an excellent opportunity to strengthen governance and better serve the people of the Cayman Islands.
Deputy Governor and Head of the Civil Service there, the Honorable Franz Manderson, he says the strategy is designed to clear the backlog and to create a more transparent, efficient, and sustainable system for managing recommendations going forward.
The strategy covers 4 key areas: a formal policy for government minutes, clearing the existing backlog, addressing outstanding Office of the Auditor General and Public Accounts Committee recommendations, and a strengthened tracking system across government.
Deputy Governor Manderson says the civil service welcomes the recommendations, calling them valuable tools to strengthen governance and improve public service performance. He says the new strategy will be a, quote, game changer in how the civil service responds to, implements, and reports on OAG and PAC recommendations.
We are also proposing a shared digital tool to give real-time visibility into the status of recommendations civil service-wide.
Mr. Manderson adds that an action plan to implement the new system has also been submitted to the Auditor General, specifically to address overdue government minutes.
This strategy has already been shared with both the Auditor General and the Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, and we welcome their feedback and further collaboration.
Mr. Manderson is the top-ranking civil servant who departs from his post in July, and he says the civil service aims to ensure government minutes are submitted within required timelines and that the backlog is cleared within 6 months of the strategy rollout. In other local news, the RCIPS has arrested a third suspect, a 29-year-old man from Georgetown, in connection with a robbery at a waterfront jewelry store on Seafarers Way. He was arrested at the Owen Roberts International Airport today as he attempted to leave the country, bringing the total to 3 men now in custody. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles tells us more.
According to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, shortly before 12 midday on Monday, April 20th, officers were sent by the 911 Communications Center to a report of a robbery at a jewelry store on Seafarers Way. Police say two masked men had gone into the business, one carrying a baseball bat and one holding what appeared to be a firearm. The men smashed several display cases and took jewelry, then left the store and ran to a waiting vehicle. The RCIPS says no shots were fired and no one was injured during the incident. Officers quickly found a vehicle that matched the description of the suspect's car and began to follow it. One man got out of the vehicle near Shedden Road and North Sound Road and ran away on foot. Police say the vehicle then headed towards West Bay and was stopped on Willie Farrington Drive, where officers arrested two men, aged 25 and 18, on suspicion of robbery. RCIPS says officers searched the area where the missing man ran off and found jewelry suspected to have been taken during the robbery. Further searches recovered one handgun, which police believe was used during the incident. Anyone who witnessed the events on Seafarers Way or has any information about the robbery is asked to call Georgetown CID at 949-4222. Anonymous tips can also be submitted via the RCIPS confidential tip line, the RCIPS website, or Cayman Crime Stoppers. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
To the courts, a grand court judge has set a 2nd of November trial date for Ethelyn Michelle Johnson Ebanks, who's pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and to causing grievous bodily harm with intent stemming from a February incident with her husband. Her trial is expected to last up to a week, and she'll return to court on the 10th of September for a case management hearing. Maria Cristina Herrera Mendez has entered guilty pleas to dangerous driving and inflicting grievous bodily harm stemming from a 2025 collision on South Church Street. She has, however, pled not guilty to obstruction of justice. Her attorney has requested that the prosecutors reconsider the obstruction charge. The case will return to the Grand Court for mention ahead of sentencing. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. An express lane for good corporate actors. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more on the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration moves to set up a business accreditation system.
As you heard right here on Radio Cayman's For the Record, the country's new immigration regime comes into effect on May 1st, with the Premier telling listeners immigration reform is an ongoing process. The Honorable Andre Ebanks says his government is exploring ways to incentivize good corporate actors who employs a majority of Caymanians by giving them a, quote, express lane for their work permit applications.
You've demonstrated to the country how serious you are assimilating with the Caymanian population. For those of you who are not, there's another lane. Doesn't mean you can't get invited to the express lane, but in order to do that, you're going to have to hit certain milestones before you can get there.
Immigration Minister, the Honorable Michael Miles, says accreditation systems have been considered in the past, and his administration is putting together focus groups with the local HR professionals to consider one for the future.
The two programs that were designed, one in 2015, and I think the other one was in 2023, we've looked at both of the systems. They were really good systems. We also have looked at how we start to move away from temporary work permits.
Mr. Miles says the temporary work permit system needs to transition back to what it's really meant to do, service temporary workers. Premier Ebanks.
That's a powerful point. If I could just jump in there, remind me of the stat of the temporary work permits in the system, that the applications. Don't they dominate the application systems
now? It's about 40,000, yes.
That was never the intention.
Yes.
It's one of the most powerful pieces of evidence that the system is not working as intended, and it's being utilized as seen as the most effective route to get a work permit. Yeah. We now are now turning that back to its primary purpose as an interim measure to get onto the full pathway.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find all of the updated immigration regulations, including the breakdown of the new fees, online at gov.ky/publications. Finally, from Broadway to Cayman.
I got today,
and today's all we got, so we cannot stop. This is our block in the Heights.
Starting today, tickets are on sale for the Cayman Drama Society's upcoming production from acclaimed songwriter, actor, singer, and filmmaker Lin-Manuel Miranda.
So he's more famous for Hamilton, but before Hamilton, there was In the Heights.
and In the Heights is the musical that catapulted him into Hamilton's success.
Set over the course of three scorching summer days in July, In the Heights tells the story of a tight-knit, predominantly Latino community in Washington Heights, New York City. Co-director Dr. Judith Nichols.
There's salsa, there's hip-hop, there's bachata, there's merengue, there's reggaeton, there's everything going on in this musical. And in true Lin-Manuel Miranda fashion, there's a lot of fast rapping and dialogue.
In Heights will run at the Prospect Playhouse for 3 weeks, running from the 28th of May. Tickets are now on sale at cds.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Have a great rest of your evening.